Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. prepares to strike at heart of Islamic State. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. That force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Secretary Carter testified before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Secretary Carter says a deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. NATO foreign ministers are looking at ways to beef up security along Turkey's border a week after Ankara shot down a Russian fighter jet along the Syrian border. Officials at a foreign minister's meeting in Brussels said Tuesday those additional measures could include more ships in the Mediterranean, more alliance planes at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, and a bolstered missile defense system. The ministers described the situation along Turkey's borders with Syria and Iraq as highly unstable. The Syria-based Islamic State group is expanding its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News. Pakistan hanged four people today in connection with a Taliban attack on an army-run school in Peshawar last year, during which militants killed 134 children and 16 staff. The military announced in August the four men had been convicted and sentenced to death, along with two others, after they confessed to helping the gunman who carried out the attack. NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced the alliance pledge Tuesday as part of its Resolute Support mission in the region. He said that figure is in line with the current NATO troop strength in Afghanistan.
So we are in Afghanistan, of course, to support the Afghans. But we are also in Afghanistan to support ourselves. Because if Afghanistan becomes a safe haven for international terrorists, that will also be a threat to us.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
President Obama and other world leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial revolution levels. U.S. Senator Ben Cardin is calling for a redoubling of international efforts to support a political solution to the Burundian crisis. Speaking in Washington Tuesday, Senator Cardin of Maryland said the United States should take meaningful actions in pursuit of a peace agreement, including helping the African Union finalize contingency plans for an African-led mission to prevent widespread violence in the country. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi held talks today with President Thein Sein to discuss a smooth and peaceful transfer of power to the country's first democratically elected government after almost five decades of military rule. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan introduced their new baby daughter to the world Tuesday, along with a $45 billion initiative to improve the lives of those in her generation and those that follow. They also agreed to give away 99% of their Facebook shares during their lifetimes. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.